From Spark and Anvil and Number Sense, this is Nudge Nora, in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Nudge Nora always carried a little notebook with a rubber band around it, and she was forever straightening things. A crooked picture frame, a wobbly stack of cups, a number that didn't sit on a round 10. She helped kids on the Number Sense screen the way some people tidy a room, gently and one small move at a time. Leo was glaring at 53 minus 18 when she popped up. He could feel the answer was somewhere in the 30s, but in his head, the 18 kept tangling him up. Subtracting 18 was just awkward. "It's an awkward number," Nora agreed, as if she'd read his mind. Her voice was calm and tidy. 18 doesn't sit nicely, but 20 does, so let's borrow.
"Borrow?" Leo said.
"Watch, I'm going to nudge 18 up to 20. That's two extra. Now the problem is easy. 53 minus 20 is 33. She tapped the air. "But I borrowed 2 to get there, so I have to give it back. 33 plus 2 is 35. She smiled, small and pleased. "Two steps. Nudge to make it easy, then give back exactly what you borrowed. The answer is 35, and it's exactly right, because nothing got lost." Leo checked it on paper. 35. Exactly.
Nora learned her trick from her grandfather, who fixed clocks. When she was little, she'd watch him work. A clock would be running a few minutes fast, and instead of taking the whole thing apart, he'd make one tiny adjustment, a gentle turn of a small screw, and then carefully note down exactly how much he turned it, in case he needed to turn it back. "Never change a thing without remembering what you changed," he'd tell her. "A small nudge can fix almost anything, but you have to keep track of it. A nudge you forget is just a mistake waiting to happen." Young Nora started doing it with numbers. A hard number like 19, she'd nudge it to 20 and remember the 1. A clumsy 98, nudge it to 100, remember the 2. The math got easy, and as long as she gave back exactly what she'd borrowed, the answer always came out perfect. She filled a whole notebook with nudges, each one written next to the little number she'd have to give back. She never lost track of a single one. That, she decided, was the real trick. Not the nudging, but the remembering.
The thing about Nora's trick was that it worked for adding two. You just gave back in the opposite direction. A girl named Priya was stuck on 47 plus 18. "Same idea," Nora said warmly. 47 is so close to 50. Let's nudge it up. That's 3 extra borrowed. Now it's easy. 50 plus 18 is 68. She held up a finger. "But this time I added 3 to get there. So to give it back, I take 3 away. 68 minus 3 is 65. Priya frowned, working it through. "So, when I nudge a number up to make it round, I give the extra back at the end?" "Exactly. If you borrowed by adding, you give back by subtracting. If you borrowed by subtracting, you give back by adding. The nudge makes it easy. The give back makes it right." Priya tried one on her own. 199 plus 36. Nudge 199 up to 200. That's 1 borrowed. 200 plus 36 is 236. Give the 1 back. 235. "Look at you," Nora said, quietly delighted.
What Nora loved most was watching a kid stop being afraid of the give back step, because that was where everyone got nervous. Borrowing felt fun and clever, but kids worried they'd forget to return what they'd taken, and the answer would come out wrong. "That's the part people skip," Nora told a boy named Sam one afternoon. "And then they think the trick is broken. But the trick isn't broken. They just forgot to give back." She tapped her rubber-banded notebook. "That's why I write the little number down.
The nudge and the gift back are a pair. You never do one without the other. As long as they always travel together, you can borrow as much as you like, and nothing is ever truly lost. It always comes back to exactly the right answer. Sam wrote at the top of his own notebook, nudge and give back, always both. Now you've got it, Nora said. That's the whole secret, not the borrowing, the returning.
That evening, after the app went quiet, Nora straightened a crooked little number on her own screen and snapped the rubber band back around her notebook. She thought about her grandfather and his clocks, how he'd never once changed a thing without writing down how to change it back, and how safe that had always made her feel. Nothing he touched ever stayed broken. Nothing ever got lost. Sam's last message was still glowing on the screen. I wasn't scared of the second step today. Nora read it twice. She'd spent her whole life learning that you can borrow from anything, a number, a clock, a hard afternoon, and make it easier to carry, as long as you remember, gently, to give back exactly what you took. And the best feeling in the world, she thought, switching off her screen, wasn't getting the answer fast. It was knowing that nothing you touched would ever be left worse than you found it.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nudge Nora. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.